Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Live with Cassie on Blog Talk Radio, world's largest network, reaching listeners not only locally, but nationally and internationally. It's what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. And don't you want to be part of the excitement? Live with Cassie Consortium? If you would like more information on it, and how you could be part of this exciting group of people, they soar with eagles, they don't run with the birds. Call me at 847-882-8717. And if you would like to call in today, the number is 347-637-3789. For the first time in about 30 years, I have a little bit of bronchitis. So, just bear with me. I'll keep my voice in the lower register. Now, I gave you the calling number 4767-3789. You can email me at CathyStudio@justglobal.net. I love my letters. You can write to me at Post Office Box 95913 Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And be sure to log on my website simplyages.net or cassiewatsonpeaks.com. Just kidding. I'm going to sip a little bit of hot water and lemon juice. Just a minute now. One of the pharmacists, Mike, at the hospital, said, Kathy, you have to drink more fluids. Just let it run its course. It's normalized that I was not drinking as much water as I should. I was to life with Kathy. And the topic is take the oath. Or beautiful about taking the oath. So before we do that, a call to action. You know, the controversies of the week or what's happening about that. But I have to tell you, I have to share this with you. I take a magazine, it's called The Week, the best of the U.S. and international media. And I got my attention July 31st. Darren, who was injured me. I take responsibility for all of my comments. This is Kathy talking. 9/11. The day America cried will pale by comparison. 2015. And the jihad, ISIS, all of these deranged individuals are going to take baby steps. They're going to do it once at a time. That's the deal that she had at the mall. Terrorism. She was a gun. A new era of lone wolf attacks. Unsuspected. Here's a little pop. It's the strip mall. It also the government backfired the needs of Obama and Joseph, unleashed a physical force for the assault and weapon equipped with a 30-round clip, shattering windows at the military retreating office, turning the mall zone. This lady was attacked that day. Navy Marine recruiting office is 2 miles away, leaving four Marines dead. And a sailor field wounded. After a Fairfax police of 20 minutes, both of them dead. What sick ideology. He was born to Georgian parents. By all accounts, he was fairly popular in high school. But in recent years, his family said he lost his job, descended to debt, substance abuse, and depression. And Georgian has his life disintegrated on a lucky anthology. The online writings of Alvin Cleric and his perspective became increasingly dark. Life is short and bitter. He wrote that, Joseph wrote that, 3 days before his family age. The teenagers of Allah may pass you by. All of this is in name of Allah. Clearly, his remedy in the sense of act of terrorism was a rational, horrific act of war. Isa Medica, this was yourself, America. Joseph's rampage heralds a quite audacious faith in Chinese violence against the civilized world, according to the Wall Street Journal. Before the attack, the FBI said it had disrupted several Syrians, July 4th blocks, and had arrested young suspects at the U.S. with Chinese ISIS. What did you do in America? With Jesus Christ instructing lone wolves to go on rampages against civilians in grocery stores and loot boxes. Didn't I tell you? 9/11 pale by comparison. It's now imperative that the civil libertarian lunatics and Congress reduce their opposition to better data surveillance and allow authorities to detect these potential mass murderers. We can pull the offense of David French and nationalnews.com. People tell you this. I suspect that our symbols of being what can do to combat lone wolves is to liberate ISIS. Our duty, what are you doing? What are you doing? China, America, you wait. You want to know what? I don't want to have to say. I told you. I was happy. The show is archived. After the show, log on. LiveTalkRadio.com/Kathy Austin. Click on July 28th. I'm afraid for America. But you know one thing that I still don't understand? Why don't you just kill yourself? Why do you have to take innocent lives? And it will not be 72 virgins waiting for you. How sick Jihad, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Stay where you are. Where you find America? America. Pops to be your happy connection. You're just sitting there. You're just sitting there. Did you know that Islam terrorists are weapons? Burning down cliffs, staging firefights and strip laws. The laws are turning into a national security threat. We're talking about our life. Is it going to happen? Listening to Live with Kathy on Live Talk Radio. See the oath called action. Be people. As long as I start interrupted. Let me acknowledge the partners, sponsor-driven. I did it purposely, because it's a leader for all of you radio workies. It's a powerful market tool. You will watch my show the 28th. Send a link to your email database. And ask them to send a link to their email database. And so on, and so on, and so on. Within minutes, my show, taking the oath, you heard, everyone, isn't that exciting? If you want to be part of it, I have an introductory offer. 7 weeks, it is so delicious. The value is priceless. It's a learning curve for you. We'll see what you got. Of course, I guide you. Blue cannons. So be sure to call me. 347-882-8717. I'm happy to be part of Impact. Manly men. Feel the energy. Shining Titans coming together to inform and create a better world. Impact, Ironworkers Management Progressive Action, Corporate Trust, expanded job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the dominion of construction trade for the city. Most productive efficient contractors. You find out more about them log on @dash.com. And they work with Ironworkers International. The company of the trade. You want a job or a career? If you want a career, look on ironworkers.org. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in rooms? Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman's Sister District and Hoffman Running right after the show. We'll be going upstairs doing the physical cross training. A working muscle consumes a CPAP molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So in reality, they're competing for the same energy. Exercise, the elixir and Richard Cobb is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. I have no idea how she does it. Maybe that's the new board and all the church ones. Put it on heparks.org. Bob with Kathy, of course, you and Barb and I. Greg McIntyre, RCPA. Julian Taxi Sue. Email him at aachats@american.net. And most matter. Welcome to Lovey's Home, the handheld Marvel. 20-unit battery-operated microcurrent that provides a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. Looks do matter. Everyday activities will experience. You can still look at its looks on our face. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Trauma, injuries, toxicity. Did you ever see a happy, stressful person? Now, where does a muscle have to be exercised? This was developed in Italy. Exercises. It is my welcome. I'm going to tell you more about it later on in the week. And did you listen to Change? Get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your lifeline. 4-time survivor of cancer, Vietnam. www.enanm.com. Books available at Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. See you in a month. We're going to have more months for the money. Come on. Why not? Why not create your own enterprise at home, a home-based business? No, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. And more people are young. Welcome to getting started from nothing. I have to tell you. Do you believe in ways to know? I don't know. Are you one of these well-made Are you a solopreneur? Maybe you're retired? Are you really starting your own business without investing huge capital? Now, this is a learning curve. You're going to be offered challenges while making money. And so I would encourage you to believe in yourself. To say, call me 847-882-8717 or email at the studio at fbcglobal.net. Faith, salaries, domestic, emotional, verbal abuse, modern skin artists, verbal abuse. BFA has been watching the president, Leah Schmidt, Kathy Watson, and more of them. Body, and heaven. My sister, the book is, you've got to get the book. All these varying choices real life successful entrepreneurs. And from you, from Renee, are you going to allow these moments, situations, and or circumstances to be done if you quit? Or are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, trying to win? The choice is yours. After reading this book, you will be go and do. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this week with me. I enjoyed all the stories in my heart were deeply touched. I felt myself empathetic to a few of the stories and sympathetic to others. I'm definitely sharing choices with others. So you can get it at the author house. The book. It's not a coffee table book. This is Julie Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Domestic abuse can be brutal, even deadly. In Illinois, 877-863-6338. The National Domestic Hotline, 800-799-6868. 1233. Come and scam our soul. People are charging you. They're pros to switch up. Promising the solution to a problem. Compassion for all of your hearts. Call the Blood Vitamin Hotline. Thank you. 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Ready to take the test? There are 8 ways to create world orders for all. Yeah. We can create a world that works for everyone very quickly. Embed compassion. Compassion is an actual instrument to include all humanity. Get to the heart. Teach practical tools for handling destructive emotions and living life. A compassionate ethic. Opposing justice, compassion can be defined as transparency, accountability, true to make economics. Compassion economics of everyone, and this is capable of our support. Help them with direct aid by helping them help themselves. Heal rebirth. Believing to renew. Habits and ecology show positive ways to heal the planet. The natural survives. A peaceful starts inside and uses dialogue to resolve conflicts. The atmosphere is to be peace in the world. It must begin with each individual. It begins with you. The visual of Kathy. Take the oath. Through the years, we have watched many presidents take the oath. But President's oath, as President, I solemnly swear to preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States to the best of my ability. Next, July 4th, 1776, the vote. To renew the honor that all men are created equal. We hold these truths, these are evident that all men are created equal. That they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights that among these are level of similar to happiness. That will never be from a government destructive of the ends. To the right of people who all are involved in an extreme government. Beyond. The growing threat of lone wolf terrorism. Okay, let's see how smart you are. In which city did the first inauguration take place? Virginia, New York City, Philadelphia. Which inaugural speech Bill Clinton, George Washington, William Henry Harrison. Who was the only president to take the oath of office from a woman? Lyndon Johnson, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush. African Americans were first marched in a direction of parade. Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Theodore. Which Chief Justice administered the most presidential oaths? John Jay, John Marshall, Earl Warren. Inauguration Day was officially changed from March 4th to January 12th, thanks to the passage of the 20th Amendment in 1933. Why? It is often, seen as more forced. Sometimes it's not watched beyond your reach and your fall to the limits. The election and inauguration of the president elect was deemed too long. Now, I'm going to read this and see if you got any of them right. Which president passed the Super Bowl call the same day as his clearing in? Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan. Which president administered the oath of office to two of his successors, George Washington, John Quincy Adams, William Howard Taft? Who sworn in on a Bible written in modern foreign language? Thomas Jefferson, Franklin Roosevelt, JFK. Which president was given the oath of office by his own father? John Quincy Adams, Calvin Coolidge, George W. Bush. Now, I have the answers. I may have trick questions. Let's see what's not. So, Douglas, on the whole, I note, this was just hysterical. I am taking the oath. This actually happened. A young student in Georgia called a radio station to complain about parents' refusal to pay her senior year church fund on clothes in the trashy truck. She said, "Well, I know they're trying to teach me a lesson and blah, 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 blah." Said the 22-year-old cook. That's only ask him. She can be my sister at home. College law and a job to bring my adult. It's going to have a negative effect on my grades. And ask the person, I'll do that. Who knows? To the parents. 22 years old. 4, 6. The people, Kathy, teaching you to listen to tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. Central Time. Today, and if you want to have her,